Adrian, just chatting to you about different kinds of yeasts. We're standing in the warehouse here in Bakery Bits headquarters. Very exciting. We've got flour on our left. We've got lots of baking tins and yeast and essences on my right here. I'm in heaven. But very interestingly, you sell lots of different types of yeast. What kind of yeast do you sell here?
Wow. We sell osmotolerant yeast, which is good for sort of enriched doughs. We sell instant yeast, which is the easiest yeast to work with, because you can just chuck it in. Don't need to do anything with it. It's already active. And then you have active yeast. Now, this is the sort of more traditional dried yeast, where it is just yeast, which is freeze-dried, so you need to activate it with sugar and water.
And generally that's warm water, isn't it? Kind of tepid water, just to sort of wake it up a little bit. Don't want to give it a fright with any cold water, do we?
Absolutely. And then the final one we do is organic instant yeast. So it's actually slightly different again, because it doesn't follow the same sort of chemical process that instant yeast does. It's washed with spring water, for example, rather than sort of tap water, and it's entirely organic, so there are no artificial chemicals in the manufacturing of it.
So, sorry, going back to the osmotolerant yeast, just take a look at that and have a look at what the where is that in here? Is that just over on the shelf over here?
You're right.
Now, I use these when I'm making a panettone or a pandoro, and the reason I use this is because if you're going to throw in sugar and eggs and various lovely ingredients into yeast, it can kind of retard the action of the yeast.
Yeah.
And it can give, you know, if you don't use osmotolerant yeast, it can really... you can end up with a very poorly rising bread.
Very dense.
Very dense. So is this is specifically for all of those kind of enriched doughs? So what kind of things is it used for?
The thing I use most, actually it's on the blog, is brioche, panettone brioche. Particularly the panettone brioche donuts. Oh, they're fantastic. So anything really which has got a lot of fruit in it, or a lot of the enriched sort of doughs, panettone brioche, Pandoro, I suppose, as well.
And so they'll guarantee a good result for those kind of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the next one on there is what's the next one you talked about? Instant or active? Let's have a look at the instant yeast.
Here.
Now, if we're in a hurry, we're making some bread, it's quick in the kitchen, we want to make a quick sort of, you know, ordinary nice white loaf or anything.
Yep.
This is really sort of the quick version of bread making, and this is what's used in perhaps the Chorleywood process.
Yes. Yes, so it's really simple. This little sachet, it's 9 grams. You can just chuck it in with the flour. That makes about 500 grams of flour. Let me just check actually.